Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Today I'll be sharing from the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. But before I read the scripture, I want to think for a moment about how what we see, how what we perceive with our minds and what we see with our eyes, the effect that it has in our lives. It's a great, tremendous effect. When we see trouble, we can sometimes be caught up in fear. When we perceive that things aren't going our way, or when we perceive that something bad is about to happen, or we just don't see anything at all, we seem to be in confusion of this world, we find ourselves in trouble. We may see things incorrectly. We may see God incorrectly. We may perceive His word in the wrong way. We may be walking and attempting to fulfill this Christian life, looking at it from all the wrong ways. But hallelujah, praise the Lord for the scripture today. It says, "For the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, 'Awake, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.'" What is the light that makes everything visible? His name is the Lord Jesus. As we come to the Lord Jesus today, and I encourage you to run to the foot of the cross, asking for the Lord God to bring about His life in our hearts and in our minds. You see, the light of the Lord Jesus makes everything visible. He allows us to see trouble from afar. He allows us to see God for who He truly is and to understand the word of the Lord. And why is that so important? You see, the word of the Lord is the very word that will set us free. He says that if you know the truth will set you free. When we see things in the light of Christ, everything in our life changes. What vision, what light are we walking by today? Is it the light of the Lord Jesus, or are we walking by the light of this world, the false light that leads us away from God, that leads us into doing, into making decisions our own way and doing things according to what we think is right? But praise God, we can live by the light of Christ, where in all of our decisions, in everything that we do today, in our jobs, in our schooling, and in all of our walking, we can arise from the deadness of this world and walk in the light and in the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. May we today all come to God praying, "Father, let your light dwell in my mind. May your light dwell in my heart. May your light shine from my life, not only that I would walk in that light and benefit from truly living in the goodness of God and bringing glory to His kingdom, but also may we be a light to others, that they too would come in to the true light out of the darkness of the world into the true light of the Lord Jesus Christ, and also be those who would serve in this magnificent kingdom of light, bringing God, the God of all light, who said from the beginning, "Let there be light," bringing Him glory and bringing Him praise amongst all those who would look in and see what great salvation we have come to. May you today be blessed in the light of the Lord Jesus.